This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Patty White with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, April 1st, 2024. Republicans in the Maine Senate today voted to block a proposed amendment to the state constitution protecting the right to abortion. As Steve Missler reports, the vote signals that the constitutional amendment is unlikely to go to voters for final approval.
The 20-13 vote in the Senate is 4 votes short of the 2/3 needed to send the proposed amendment to voters, who have the final say on constitutional amendments. While additional votes are forthcoming, Democrats don't have the votes to advance the measure on their own. Senator Eloise Vitelli, the Democratic majority leader from Arousic, argued that the proposal is aimed at protecting access to abortion, contraception, and fertility treatments. And she said it will enshrine abortion rights, which are now being determined by state legislators and governors following the U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
For the good of each and every one of us, we need to get politics out of reproductive care and reproductive care out of politics.
The bill is part of a movement to embed abortion rights into state constitutions. So far, 4 states, including Vermont, have adopted such amendments, while nearly a dozen more could be on the ballot this fall. In some cases, abortion rights groups are organizing such efforts, but Maine is one of 27 that requires the legislature to send constitutional amendments to voters. Meanwhile, more than 20 Republican-controlled states have either enacted restrictions on abortions or outright bans. The Maine proposal faces additional votes in the House and Senate, and if it fails, is likely to be highlighted in legislative races this fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Portland-based mental health provider Spurwink has acquired the financially troubled Tri-County Mental Health Services in Lewiston. Tri-County had been facing closure this month due to a fiscal crisis. Spurwink president and CEO Eric Meyer says joining the two nonprofits makes sense because they provide similar services. But he says the cost to acquire Tri-County is $2 million, and he's asked the legislature for one-time funding.
These are funds that would help ensure that Spurwink would not be at risk in making this rather huge commitment.
Meyer says Tri-County's 2,000 clients shouldn't expect any disruptions in service, and he says nearly all of Tri-County's 185 staff are now Spurwink employees. He says 20 of them will need to apply for different positions within Spurwink. This week's coming storm will arrive at the end of a season that's produced very little snow. According to the latest data from the National Weather Service, Maine's snowfall total is 30 inches below average. Nick Song has more.
The National Weather Service collected data from 5 climate stations in various parts of the state. Both Bangor and Portland reported 3 feet less than their average snowfall totals. Caribou similarly is 22 inches below its average mark. Weather Service meteorologist Derek Schroeder attributes the lower snowfall to this winter's El Nino weather pattern.
So we typically see more moisture with El Nino events, but that moisture comes with warmer air masses. So we've been warm enough where a lot of that precipitation fell as rain instead of snow. Wetter than normal and warmer than normal, and that tends to be what is expected during El Nino winters.
The Climate Prediction Center estimates a 60% chance of a La Nina event occurring later this year. That could bring about more snow next winter. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nick Song.
State officials are urging residents and visitors to plan carefully for viewing the upcoming solar eclipse. At a press conference in Orono today, Governor Janet Mills advised anyone traveling for the event to prepare for weather, especially with snow on the way this week.
Inevitably, it's April in Maine. There's bound to be wet areas, there's bound to be mud, there's bound to be snow. So bring your boots, bring your coat, wear layers. You don't know what the temperature is going to be or what the ground conditions are going to be.
Mills also says travelers should plan to stay on paved roads, pack paper maps, and arrive with a full tank of gas. Town officials in Greenville are urging visitors to stay off Moosehead Lake if they're traveling to the region to view the upcoming total eclipse. Greenville Town Manager Mike Roy says the conditions on the lake vary.
It's a wide open space. It looks like a field right now because it's covered with snow. And, you know, we're projected at 30,000 people. And if we have 3,000 out there on the ice in one area and then it collapses, that's a huge concern for us.
Roy says the Maine Forest Service will have a helicopter in Greenville. The Game Warden Service will have an airboat in town in case of any accidents on the ice. School is closed on April 8th in Greenville, as it is for many towns in the path of totality. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, the direct care worker shortage in Maine. I'm Patty White. Thanks for listening.